I would appreciate your prayers this morning. The Lord would bless his word and bring out what he sees as in order this morning. I believe that the Lord understands and knows us. And I believe better than we know ourselves. I'd like to consider this morning, by the Lord's help, burden that he's been talking to me about. Idea of contrast. Two words that I've written on the board, deep or superficial. I'd like to get a couple scriptures to begin this morning, found in Proverbs. Begin there, Proverbs 20th chapter. The fifth verse says, "Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw out." Another scripture says the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters. I'd like to look at the 64th chapter of Psalms. Get a scripture to go along with that thought. Psalm 64 in the beginning in the second verse, it says, "Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect, and suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, 'Who shall see them?' They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep." I'd like to look at a scripture in the book of Luke now before we comment much. Sixth chapter of Luke. Forty-third verse, 6 and 43 of Luke. "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." This lets me know in the scriptures that we've read here so far that man is more than one-dimensional. That there is more to man than what you see on the external. There's more than what meets the eye. Think about where Samuel was given the charge of choosing the king of Israel, and he went through and he looked at those that looked kingly. By outward appearance and by what you would think would say, he'd make a good king. And the Lord told him that he wasn't to look that way. That man looks on the outward appearance because really that's all we can look at. All that we're able to see. But God looks at the heart. He looks deeper than that. He looks beyond the surface of a thing. Beyond first impressions. I believe that every one of us have and probably do form first impressions. I don't think we can help it. What we have a responsibility to is what we do with those first impressions. But do you ever go along to know somebody a little better and realize your first impression wasn't quite right? There was a lot more to that individual than what first met the eye. You know, the counsel of an individual's heart goes deep. David said in one of his Psalms, I believe the 130th, "Out of the depth, a cry unto thee, O God." And maybe it's talking about the depth of his trial and suffering and the anguish that he was going through. But I believe more than that. Because we can approach God out of the depths, or endeavor to serve Him on a superficial level. Superficial means, as you probably know, surface level. One-dimensional. It doesn't go any deeper than just shallowness. Superficial. I find that many times in my interactions with people, and that it's superficial. Well, not that I necessarily want it to be that way, but have you ever noticed whenever people might say, "Good morning, how are you?" You know, it's very seldom that I'll just pour out my heart at the water cooler at work and, "How you doing today? Oh, let me tell you about it. Do you have a little while? Sit down." Very often it's just, "I'm doing fine, thanks, how are you?" The people in other countries remark about it, saying, "Why do Americans even ask, how are you? You're trying to answer it and they look at you like you're strange." And it's really just more a form of greeting, an acknowledgement of the person that's standing before you. Well, that's superficial. And I'm not saying it's, again, that we're to pour out our heart to every person, cashier, or whoever might ask us how you're doing. But I want us to recognize this morning that there is a superficial level on which we can live. People make their occupation and their study that of people. Well, it's an interesting subject to study, and it's a lifelong search. The study why people are the way they are and why they act the way they act, their behavior. You know, we recognize in our nation some problems. We recognize behaviors that are problematic. And many times our nation endeavors to deal with the problems on a very superficial level. Dealing with the symptoms rather than what's really causing the problem. Not very interested in looking down deep inside and acknowledging what it is that's motivating the things that are happening. What it is that's causing this. Well, Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." Out of the depths of what's within an individual in their life and in their heart, it manifests itself on the outward. You only deal with a problem so well, dealing with it on a superficial level. You can put a bandage on a problem and there's a place for that. But sometimes there are some wounds and hurts that go much deeper, that need a different level of treatment than that. And my burden this morning is that we not serve God from a superficial level. That I not come unto the Lord with a desire to, "Lord, I want you to fix this. I don't want this problem over here." And the Lord wants to begin to get down and dig and work with me. And I, "Well, no, no, no. Lord, I just want you to fix it." The Lord wants to be able to dig down into the depths of who we are. What makes me up? What makes me tick? What makes me inclined the way that I'm inclined? The Lord wants to dig down. Well, those who study people and psychology and all of that human behavior, many of them will say that there's at least 4 or 5 levels of communication. The first level is, as I've described, it's cliched. It's just a few words in passing, perhaps. "How's it going?" "Fine, thanks. You?" And then the interaction is over and gone. Well, there's another level of communication that goes a little deeper, but not much. And it's dealing just with facts. Data, information. "I'm going to the store. You need anything?" Communicating facts. And there's another level that starts to get into ideas and opinions about a matter, about a subject. Well, there are those that we feel perhaps more comfortable with. There ought to be. Then we can go down a little deeper and share things that are of a more personal nature. There are others that we may not feel real comfortable just bearing our soul unto. The deeper you go, you start dealing with feelings, emotions, and just total honesty about who I am and how it makes me feel. And again, if somebody were to stop you just intending to communicate on a superficial level, and I say, well, you know what, I'm glad you asked, but you know the way it makes me feel every time you ask me, and every time, and they look at me and say, huh? Not wanting to communicate on that level. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm out. You know we can trust the Lord. There's one that wants to get down into our lives and deal with the depths of who we are. It's much easier to just communicate on a superficial level. But you don't get very far. And you know, we can live for the Lord on a superficial level. Our communication with Him can become rehearsed. Can become just shallow. Just a form. It can become just asking for the things that are most evident that I need in my life. And we have the privilege of asking for those things. But you know, the Lord wants us to not stop there. The Lord wants us to dig down into the depths of who we are. And then I deal with the Lord from that level. We heard in the meeting already about some about the Pharisees. Jesus said, well, maybe we'll turn and look at it. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6 and the 16th verse. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. We read in the same chapter, in the 5th verse, it says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, that's a shallow way to live life. To live life with the concern of what people think of me. People's expectations of me. The way they were endeavoring to serve God really didn't go beyond that. They wanted to be very apparent whenever they were fasting and whenever they were doing something for the Lord. And Jesus said that's as far as their reward is going to go. There's a proportionality here of how deep you're willing to dig. How deep you're willing to go and how much you get out of it. I don't want to just live on a superficial level, just kind of skimming the surface. The Lord's got more for us than that. But He needs our permission to go down deep into who we are. We read in the 5th chapter of the book of Acts about a chilling story. A man and his wife named Ananias and Sapphira. They sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? After it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Ananias and Sapphira, in selling their possessions, it wasn't, as Peter said here, it wasn't required of them that they give everything. But what was required was that they be honest. That they deal honestly with God. He said, this isn't about just your appearance before us. They wanted to appear as though. They had given everything. They had more concern about their appearance before people and man's expectation of them than they did the fear of God. And many people, I fear, live in a very superficial level like that. Not going a whole lot deeper than what people's expectations are and what they're seeing of me. Speaking of behavior of people, I enjoy going to the zoo. I don't know if it's any more entertaining than it is sometimes just watching people. Well, they're probably thinking the same thing about me, I realize. But do you ever see somebody taking a selfie? Now, don't go away saying I'm opposed to selfies. But do you ever see somebody, maybe a crowd around them, or maybe they're at a tourist attraction and they might have a selfie stick or just gathered around or one person holding the camera? And I've watched this scene unfold. They're oblivious to the world around them, to all the people that are standing by and watching them. And they're doing their hair just so, and looking in this image that's being portrayed back on the screen. And you see them twist their head this way, and no, that doesn't look quite right. And I twist my head over this way, and I smile, and maybe take a couple selfies and look at it. No good, delete that one. I'm going to try again. And I'm going to try again. I want to get just the right image here. I want to be able to portray just the right picture of who I am to other people. And again, oblivious to all the other people that are standing there looking at all the ways they got it wrong. And looking at all the contortions they go through to try to get it right. Well, that's because that's not their target audience. That's not who they're trying to create the image before. Our society is geared to a very superficial level. To being very superficial. Very surface level. Very shallow. That image and perception is so important to people. What people see about me and the way they perceive me, and that's important to people. Well, with a selfie, you can control that image to an extent. You can control what it is and the image that's being put out there. And it's on this scene of a society, of a people who, dare I say, fake, shallow, just surface level. It's on that scene that social media has sprung and thrived. And on that platform, I'm able to paint my own picture. I'm able to portray the lifestyle that I want to portray to other people. And I'm able to control it very carefully. Think about a time in the decades following World War II. Behind and to the east of the Iron Curtain, where East Germany was controlled by communist government forces, information, and not there, you look at examples of Cuba, of North Korea, where information is very tightly controlled, where propaganda is the means of communication, and you might see images of propaganda of a sheaf full of grain and people that are well-fed and smiles on their faces and all of that, because that's the image that I want to portray of this regime. But whenever you look behind the scenes and you get a peek behind the curtain, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. There's a reason why they're having to control it very tightly. Because there's a lot more beneath the surface than what just superficially meets the eye. And people are something like that. there's more than what meets the eye. There's more than just the image that I might try to portray to other people. There's some depths down inside that a lot of people aren't willing to face into, aren't willing to acknowledge. I'd rather see some selfies. And now they have, of course, filters. You can deal with blemishes and all kinds of things to the point you wouldn't even... I could put hair on my head. To the point that you wouldn't even recognize me. And I say, this is the image with a few clicks of the screen. That's what I want to portray of myself. But those of you that see me know better. You know, people live their lives that way. Superficial. Just empty. About just perceptions. Our society has made it so important what your image is. The image of physical appearance. The image of a lifestyle. You know, sometimes you can begin to see some cracks in the facade. You might hear something like, why? Why did they take their life? Why did they end it all? It looked like everything was going their way. They had a nice home and a good job and nice vehicles and all their pictures of family was smiling and all of that. But because there's more than surface level, there's more than just appearance. There's more than just what other people look on and what I can control that people see about me. I can try to mold my image around people's expectations. In society, so it is, you get people spending their lives trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to keep up with the expectation of other people around me. But I want us to realize today there's a more genuine way to live. There's something of a depth of character and person that the Lord wants to come and work in our lives. The Lord doesn't want the image that I have of myself to be this tightly controlled selfie that I get in just the right light and just the right angle. Because candid shots may not be quite so flattering. The Lord wants to come along and search the inward parts of every one of us. To know what it is that's making us tick. To know what it is that's causing the issues of my life. The Scripture says, keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Don't just try to go and deal with all the issues of life as they spring up. Like a whack-a-mole. One thing pops up, and I can't let that be seen. I've got to suppress that. I've got to hide that. I've got to take care of that. One after another that's popping up. Because I'm dealing with the symptoms. And I'm not going beneath the surface and taking care of the depths that's coming from. It gets uncomfortable getting down deeper. In relationships, in marriages, I haven't always been the best at getting much deeper than those first few levels that I talked about. It's not natural. And sometimes maybe we've been hurt, embarrassed, and it makes us want to protect ourselves. It makes us not want to be vulnerable anymore. And I've got to put on a very solid shell image of who I am. I've got to be strong. People mask deep-seated needs and hurts and damage and scars in their lives. Sometimes it's through humor. Sometimes it's by having a smile on my face and being jovial and the life of the party. But in this superficial society, there's an image that comes to my mind of actors and actresses who on stage and before the curtain, they are in character to a T. They're made up in the image that they want to present. They're following the script that is very rehearsed. They're portraying what the intention is to portray as part of this play. But behind the curtain, the makeup comes off. The stagecraft is gone. And they are who they are. I have no desire, nor does it matter, for I won't be a celebrity. No desire. And hear the stories that so often end in tragedy, of a life that's star-studded and glamour-filled, and it seems like everything's going their way, and so many people in society thinking, if only I had that, I'd have what I need. Today we have access into something far more valuable than what the glitter and glam of this world has to offer. Where whenever the lights are dimmed, whenever the curtain is drawn, let out a big sigh, and I'm back to the same empty person that I was before I stepped out on stage. You know, the Lord comes to do a work within us in the deepest part of who we are. And He comes to not just put lipstick on the pig and try to make it look like something that it's not. The Lord's interested in doing more than a superficial work. He's interested in doing more than applying a filter to the picture and trying to make it look like something that it's really not. Dim the lights enough and you won't see the blemishes. That's not how the Lord works. The Lord wants to go down deep into our hearts and our lives. You begin to see the facade crack. Remember seeing some young people at one time who had gone off in the ways of the world, had been raised among godly influences, among or around the saints. And they chose to go off and try to fulfill what appeared to be a fairy tale life. By social media, by the pictures, it looked like they had attained the picture-perfect life, at least of what the world would say is perfect. But some cracks began to appear in the facade. Because a facade is real thin, some cracks began to appear and tragedy began to unfold that became apparent that there's trouble in paradise. Things aren't as they appear. You know, the Lord wants to go down deep inside of us and fix what's askew. He wants to go down deep inside and fix us and who we are. Every one of us are unique. Every one of us have a unique background. And you know, we are, in a sense, an amalgamation, a combination of our experiences. And in that mixture are, to some extent, hurts, disappointments, scars that may be left behind, some deeper than others. And to a superficial individual, the inclination is to cover it over, to just mask it. There's an expectation, it seems like, of men that you're strong. Well, I would hope that would be the case. But the idea of strong is you don't show your emotions. So it can be hard sometimes for a man to get down into the depths of, I've got some hurts. You know, I've got some things that are really bugging me. Instead, sometimes a conversation between two men might go like this. Tell something's wrong with my friend over here. Yikes. Might get a grunt. Yeah. It's tough. And sometimes it's hard to get down much deeper than that. You know, the Lord wants to come and peel back the layers of the onion, so to speak. He wants to come in and be able to go down beyond the superficial. Beyond, oh yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm saved. I love the Lord. I'm coming to camp meeting. I want to go to heaven. And the Lord's saying, I want to go deeper than that. There's some things beneath the surface here that we need to take care of. There's some things underneath here that I want to work with. And it can make us uncomfortable. And it requires our permission for the Lord to come in and begin to just lay us bare of who we are. And it's hard to look in the mirror. Lord, dim those lights. Oh, I didn't think I looked that way. And the Lord said, no. I want you to see yourself for the way you are. I want to deal with the way you are. There are specialists who somebody's injured, got a pain down inside. Maybe you've had an accident or something, and just looking externally, you can't see anything that's wrong. And so they might do some imaging of one sort or another, x-ray, CAT scan, MRI, something like that, to look beyond the surface, to look at what's going on inside. But you know, those images aren't just handed to the patient and say, well, here you go. What's that? Remember in ultrasounds, Katrina, they'd have to explain, that's the, early on at least, that's the foot and, okay, it just looks like a blur on the screen to me. But they're trained in being able to see and understand. That's what this is. So an x-ray and the results of an MRI or something are not just handed to a patient and said, all right, you figure out what's wrong with you now. Nor is it adequate for us to really assess our own selves and really understand what's going on inside of me. I can try, but the counsel of a man's heart is deep. And it takes the Lord to help us to understand. Clint, here's why you get defensive here. Here's why you tend to withdraw within yourself. Here's why you, whatever the case might be, let me explain something to you. Let me show you what's going on here, because the Lord is interested in doing more than just a superficial work. Christianity is about more than a superficial experience or religion. That we come together and we all know what's expected of one another. And so we put on our game face in front of one another. And then we go home and we still have the same problems that we've always had. There's something deeper than that. There's a deeper experience with the Lord, where the Lord comes in and does a divine work. But we heard earlier in the meeting about basket cases, that sometimes it's not an instantaneous thing where I say, Lord, come and fix it all. It is more a lifelong journey sometimes, where the Lord says, all right, let me get in a little bit closer here. Let me get in a little bit deeper here. And I think sometimes we wouldn't be able to handle everything all at once. It's why perhaps the Lord said to the children of Israel, I'm not going to give you the land all in one year. I'm going to give it to you little by little as you're able to absorb and understand it. But the Lord wants to have that place with us. That is a close walk. That there's an experience of depth here that goes beyond just a feeling or an emotion whenever we come together. That's wonderful. But even more wonderful is to be able to have that emotion whenever I get up on Monday morning And the Lord come along and bless the scripture to my mind. And the Lord show me something about myself. And I, yes, Lord, I'll take care of that. And I see myself begin to be transformed more and more into the likeness of Christ and growing in grace. There's a depth that the Lord wants us to have and not serve Him from a superficial standpoint. To not just try to throw a bandage on it because it's quick and I can keep going on my way. And the Lord's saying, no, hold on. Let's go deeper than that. Let's start to dig. There's a scripture in Hosea that says that it's time to seek the Lord until He rain righteousness upon us. It's time to break up the fallow ground. And I've always thought of that as being ground that's hard and compacted. And it can be that. The parable of the sower and the seed, it talked about that soil that didn't have much depth of earth. It's by the wayside and it's packed down and it's not able to get down and penetrate. But really, as I understand it, the truer meaning of the word fallow, it's soil that's already to some extent been cultivated. It's already been worked with some. And He's saying it's time to go back now. We need to go deeper now. We need to dig down further than just a couple inches into the soil. We need to get down and rip it now. We need to get down and go down deeper where you have some problems that you don't really like to confront. It's painful whenever I bring that back up from the past. People's personalities are different. And some people's personality makes them inclined whenever if I just suppress it. And I just kind of ignore it and push it over. I can control my image. I can control and keep my cool. But there can be something festering down inside. That I'm maintaining my composure and my image. But there's something just brewing inside. You know, in our relationships with one another, in our marriages, you know, the Lord wants it to be more than superficial. We can go along and it looks like, for example, husband and wife, we're smiling and we're together when we're in public and holding hands maybe, and it's covering up the fact that there's some deep-seated needs we haven't been willing to really get down and work with. And then time passes by, and bystanders say, I thought they had a good marriage. What happened? How could they have done that? How could they have run off? How could they? I thought everything was going all right. It's because what's being seen is the evidence of something that's been brewing under the surface and wasn't dealt with under the surface. To the point that like a volcano, it had to go somewhere, and it finally, the facade cracked and it broke through. You know, the Lord wants to come and work with what's brewing and stirring down inside of us. From the depths. From the origin. The root cause of a problem as opposed to the symptoms of a problem. What level have we been communicating with the Lord? I can't answer it for you. I know the prodigal son. It makes my heart cry for our children and young people. Saying, Lord, help him to get a hold of something. Because the prodigal son made a decision that I'm going to take it all and I'm going to go my own way. But that decision wasn't the product of that day. It was the product of a heart that started wondering, that started looking out and longing for something else. And the confines were still there. The image was still there. We can serve the Lord that way. My parents expect this, and it's just easier for me to go with the flow. But my time's coming. You know, the Lord wants us to have a relationship that goes deeper than that. Folks, that's shallow and miserable. It doesn't bring the joy of the Lord with it. The Lord has something more than that for us and deeper. So have we given the Lord permission? to dig down deep? Or have I been more inclined to just patch things over? Just try to throw a little more stucco over the cracks so that it will appear everything's okay. Today, are we willing to give the Lord access to do the work that He wants to do? When He wants to come in and do an imaging scan, He's already done it. Scripture says He knows our thoughts afar off. The word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, even to the piercing and dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He already knows it. He's already looking to the very depths of who I am. And He just needs my permission. He needs my honesty to a level that many people aren't willing to be honest and face in to and acknowledge, that's who I am. Lord, that's me. And as we have that place with the Lord and give the Lord that kind of access into who we are, He then is able to fix it. I remember working with a young man, he came in and he was acting pretty loopy one day. He's like, Cody, you okay? Kind of just in a fog, and said, I'm on so many pain meds right now, I don't know. What's going on? I got a toothache. You know there's a way to deal with that? You got to dig down into where the corruption is. And once you get the infection out, once you get the corruption out, the pain goes away. But people through their lives many times want to deal with the pain, deal with the consequences, but I'm not willing to let the Lord get in and oh, that's uncomfortable. Oh, that hurts. No, Lord, don't go there. Lord, don't open that up. Lord, I don't want to go. I just want relief here. Lord, I just don't want to have to deal with this problem. And the Lord's saying, you're just masking it. I want to fix it. And folks, that's what the Lord's business is. He's in the business of fixing brokenness. He's in the business of rooting out corruption. He's in the business of clearing out infection that lies undetected under the surface. If we'll let Him. The Lord wants to do that kind of work in every one of our lives. Lord, help us to serve Him from the deep and not on a superficial level. You pray for me. Amen.